Hello and welcome to Weird Around Illinois. You know, when we do podcasts or short videos, we never know quite how they're going to be received. And every now and then, one catches us off guard with its responses. We did a short about Lake Michigan and the weirdness on Lake Michigan, and were stunned to receive over 20,000 views, over 700 likes, and over 50 comments. So we thought we'd like to take a minute to go back and talk about this a little bit more in depth. Let's get weird. You know, people go out on boats and fishing trips and don't come back. They never find the boat. They never find the body. This used to happen a lot more frequently. You know, now with GPS tracking and everything, it's easier to keep an eye on people when they're out on the water. But for a long time, people were starting to call Lake Michigan the Bermuda Triangle of the Midwest.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a bold statement.
Yeah. And kind of related to that is there are some sea monster stories from Lake Michigan. There are people who claim to have seen various types of sea monsters, kind of reminiscent of the Loch Ness Monster, up and down, particularly the Illinois side of Lake Michigan. The video, as you've seen, is short. It's an excerpt from one of our longer videos where we talk about Lake Michigan and sea monsters and disappearances and things like that. What I really wanted to focus on now was some of the comments, because there were a lot of people very passionate about this topic. With that in mind, you know, did any comments jump out at you guys?
Yeah, one person mentioned pirates of Lake Michigan. I've never heard of pirates on Lake Michigan. I don't know about you.
Not since the War of 1812. I believe there were British pirates who were trying to seize American ships on Lake Michigan during the War of 1812, but that's the only account of piracy I'm aware of.
Okay.
And maybe they're referring to the ghost of those pirates coming back and causing these things. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's even a comment about, the Lake Michigan is known for how fast storms come up with short chop. Not long rollers, like the ocean. There are more than 450 known shipwrecks from Green Bay to Chicago.
Yeah, that's a lot of shipwrecks. I knew I wasn't imagining things when we talked about this. I mean, growing up on Lake Michigan, I remember hearing all the time about how treacherous that lake is, and you know, it seemed like every week it's another fishing boat lost out there. When you look at that total number though, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I'm starting to wonder how they keep track of all of those. I mean, maybe they happen to use a port and put it literally deep into the ocean to keep track of it.
One of the things we talked about in the video was the similarities between the reported sea monster sightings and the Loch Ness Monster. And that, of course, caused one of our listeners to make the comment that they gave the Loch Ness Monster 350.
And I yelled, I said, "What do you want from us, monster?" And the monster bent down and said, "I need about 350.
Now, as an avid follower of South Park, I, of course, responded with, I gave him $1. For those of you who don't watch South Park, just let it be known that if the Loch Ness Monster shows up at your door and says, "I'm going to need about 350, don't give it to him. You can't be trusted.
The next comment is, sailing the west side of Lake Michigan for decades. I know one person who disappeared out there. Waterspouts are not uncommon. So I think it's pretty cool with this person. Or I guess not cool, but they actually know someone who like died out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. I think it's a good refutation of some of the other things that people have said in the comments. And you know, we had a ton of negative comments on this post. I mean, there were a lot of people saying, you know, this is all crap, this is fake news, you guys are making this up, lived on Lake Michigan 50 years, never saw anything.
Of course, a large amount worked that way, but there was also a good portion warning us, actually, about the dangers.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily confirming. There were still some, but not all of them confirming that there were necessarily cryptids under there.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely warning of the water's danger. I mean, here's a quote. Lake Michigan is such a large body of water that it has huge waves and can be treacherous. But of course, I've never heard of monsters, etc.
etc. Yeah.
Well, there was one comment where the guy said, "This never happened. I've never heard of anyone disappearing on Lake Michigan in the last 45 years. I call this BS." Well, we just heard of one person disappearing. It was in the comments. And we've heard of 450 shipwrecks. And, you know, again, having grown up on Lake Michigan myself, I can tell you I've seen it on the news many times. Things, the people disappear, ships disappear. Sometimes they get found. Often they get found, but... you know, disappearances do happen a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a big lake. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people go missing and we just don't even know about.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other thing. People go missing in neighboring towns and they don't realize that they disappeared in the lake, that they were going to the beach that day or they were going out on a boat that day. They just show up as a missing person, but not necessarily lost on Lake Michigan.
Yeah, there's always going to be a lack of answers when someone isn't found.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there could be any answer to this, whether it's a cryptid pulling you down or just a very bad storm.
Or a water spout or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
The one, this comment came up 3 or 4 times in different ways, and it always irritates me. It's the, you know, "I've lived by Lake Michigan for 50 years and I've never seen anything like this," or "I've been fishing on Lake Michigan for 30 years and I've never experienced anything like that." Well, you know what? I lived in Illinois during the Michael Jordan era of Bulls basketball. I never saw Michael Jordan personally, but I'm pretty confident that he existed because other people saw him and he was on TV and there were pictures. The fact that I never saw him throughout the entire Bulls run in Illinois, to me, is not sufficient proof that Michael Jordan does not exist. And that same logic to me applies to the people who are out fishing on Lake Michigan and never see a cryptid or never experience a disappearance or never have their compass go haywire or, you know, whatever other weirdness has been reported in Lake Michigan.
Now, going off the tracks here, there is one comment that I'm seeing now. Somebody actually lives on the thumb of, I guess, hardly some lake shore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up seeing a green orb follow them, like almost within touching distance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I'd love to follow up with them sometime and hear more about that. Similarly, there was somebody who reported seeing a legit UFO over Lake Michigan in our comments.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing, though, that not to kind of criticize our own video, but you know, one of the things we mentioned in our video is that people sometimes refer to Lake Michigan as the Bermuda Triangle of the Midwest. There's actually, it's called like the Great Lakes Triangle or something. They drew a huge triangle over Lake Michigan and part of the other Great Lakes and named that there were hundreds of disappearances in this area and so on and so forth. You got to be careful about that because you can draw a triangle over pretty much any part of the world and count the disappearances in it and it's going to be pretty high.
Yeah, you just have to find a high death. Like with a similar pattern anyway, and that, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that, you know, Bermuda Triangle comparison made over like South Dakota and Alaska and the Great Lakes and part of China and part of Siberia and part of Africa. I mean, it's if you draw a big enough geographical triangle, you're gonna have similar results pretty much wherever you put it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if nothing else, this proves we do read your comments, and we very much look forward to them, and we appreciate you commenting and listening and subscribing, and as always, thank you for your time.